Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. A little gray. It's pretty overcast. A little damp as well right now, but that's all right. It's never a bad time to talk baseball. We're going to talk some Tribe here in just a minute with Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians. And, of course, every time Rosie appears on our show, it's brought to you by Erie Burger Company in the Avon Lake Town Center right off of Walker Road. You can try a burger made with local grass-fed beef. You can try one of their many sandwiches, their awesome fresh-cut fries. Don't forget those sweet potato fries as well. Visit Erie Burger Company. Rosie, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bull. How are you?
Well, so far, so good. And boy, it seems like there's always something to discuss every time we have you on here. I mean, every week it seems like there's something else that magically pops up. I want to start with something that I know has been discussed before, but I've got to bring it back up again. You know, I would like to think of myself as maybe to some degree a baseball purist, but there are a lot of baseball purists that just hate this idea that there's interleague play and it's been going on for 20 years. I was watching this, you know, the game last night, and I thought, man, this is cool. You know, the Indians just don't get a chance to see the Cubs play very often. You know, didn't see them last year. They see them, you know, two games during this week. They'll see them for a two-game series at Wrigley a little bit later on in the year. I just think interleague play is really an awesome thing. Do you think a lot of the arguments against interleague have kind of dissipated over the years, or do you still think there's a pretty large percentage of people that are just vehemently against it?
You know what, Andy, to be honest, I hadn't really thought about it much because it just seems like it's part of the fabric of the game now. It's something that you do each season, and are there series that don't mean a whole lot? Sure. Last year the Indians played the National League West, and the Padres are on the schedule, a team that there's no natural rivalry with for any reason whatsoever, and they're far away, we don't see them much, and that type of thing. But the flip side is when you play the NL West in an interleague season, you play the Dodgers and the Giants and some others that do have, I think, some value to fans for sure. And I think we see that this year with the Cubs in town for a couple of days, and, you know, are there other teams in the Central that it might not be that big a deal? Sure. But I know fans enjoy the series with the Reds. The Pirates is always an interesting series because of the proximity. So I think you can always pull something. And even for the teams where there's not that natural rivalry, if you only see them once every 3 years, I think it is unique and it's kind of cool to catch them. Are there issues with interleague play? Sure. I mean, they're still trying to figure out the and this goes beyond interleague play, but the designated hitter, obviously when the Indians are on the road in a National League park, it's a big disadvantage, but that carries through to the World Series too. We saw that. And, you know, can it wreak havoc with the schedule? Yes. But in terms of it, you know, there being a movement to get rid of it, I don't think so. I think it's really something that's now in the fabric of the schedule, and you kind of look forward to the matchups that are intriguing and entertaining.
I 100% agree with that. I think it offers you a little more variety in the schedule, and I think overall, I think that's what a lot of fans most definitely want. I think that gives you something a little more interesting rather than seeing some of the same teams over and over and over again. Well, last night was certainly an exception, but the pitching has been outstanding this year, as we expected that it might be. I get the feeling that, you know, we're pretty spoiled as a fan base here because of what we've been treated to on almost a nightly basis with this pitching staff. You know, the bullpen, the back end of it especially, has been terrific. But, boy, Rosie, this starting staff is just out of this world awesome right now. I mean, especially here in the month of April, the top four spots in this rotation have just been otherworldly good. Can you remember seeing a rotation like this at any of the levels that you've worked at? I mean, 1 through 4, you have guys on this staff that could essentially be aces on almost any other staff.
Yeah, you can make that claim for sure. And no, I don't recall that. I know, you know, when the Indians were able to make that good run in 07, they had two really, really good pitchers at the time who had big seasons, and one of them won the Cy Young, C.C. Sabathia, and Fausto Carmona at the time had a great year that year too, and then Jake Westbrook followed it up. So you had a pretty good foundation there, but not as dominant and deep as this one, I don't think. I mean, they're doing things that are record-breaking franchise-wise and then strikeout-wise, not only franchise, but in the upper echelon of Major League Baseball in history. So there's some great things. And I think for the team, it just means that they're going to be in every game. And there's a comforting thought in that, that, you know, barring something unforeseen, you have a really, really good chance to be in every game, and you don't necessarily have to score a ton of runs to win a ball game.
Well, speaking to the starting pitching, unfortunately, last night Indians got beat up a little bit, 10-3. Josh Tomlin takes the loss. It's his third of the season. He's kind of been a wild card for the Tribe. He had a little bit of a rough start of the year, bounced back quickly, and then unfortunately, the last two games has been hit pretty hard. His ERA is now above 9. What's the word on Josh Tomlin? I mean, is there any cause for concern at this point? Still too early? Are they working on his mechanics? What's going on?
Well, he said after the ball game last night that he has to make some adjustments. What he's doing right now is not working. And, I mean, you can certainly point to he has not thrown on a regular turn yet. But, you know, he steadfastly says that is not an excuse. He has to go out there and get hitters out. He needs to be more fine than others do because he does not throw hard. And his command is not where it needs to be. I think I forget which home run it was, but he was talking about a breaking ball, a curveball that he said was unacceptable. The way it came out and did absolutely nothing, and I got hit a long way. And he said that's got to change. And so yeah, he's searching mechanics wise a little bit, also just sequence wise, pitch wise. And he's going to try and find it. He said he went through a tough stretch last year, which is true, and went to some video and some analysis of how he was working hitters, and it seemed to help, and he did get on a really good roll down the stretch. So, you know, I think he's healthy. There's no indications otherwise. And, look, some pitchers don't get off to good starts, and it takes them a little while to settle in and really find that good groove. And I think you put him in that category right now. And he's trying to find it. So they'll roll him back out there in 5 days. They have a doubleheader coming up. So this is a chance here, barring more rainouts or things like that, for him to get on the regular routine, the five-day rotation, and see if he can get on that good roll that we've seen in the past from him.
Rosie, is there ever a concern by the club that it might become a bit of a head game with the rest of the rotation, pitching as well as they are and him having his struggles a little bit?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Just the mental aspect of the game, or mental fatigue, or trying to overdo things that maybe he doesn't need to overdo.
Oh, from his standpoint?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't think so. I mean, he's smart enough to know that he has to go about it differently than the other guys in the rotation from a pure stuff standpoint, and that's worked fine for him over the years. And if it was a younger pitcher, maybe you could point to that. But he's been around a long time and has been doing this a while. So, to me, then not a factor at all.
We're talking Tribe with Jim Rosenhaus here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Rosie's appearances are brought to you by Erie Burger Company in Avon Lake Town Center, right off of Walker Road. Rosie, got to ask you about this situation because it's something that certainly got a lot of attention on social media yesterday. I'm not sure where you come out on this. Me personally, anything that Terry Francona decides to do, I'm all for, because he's not let us down in the past. But, you know, people certainly on many social media platforms were complaining yesterday about the situation where the Tribe was down 3 runs and Frankie Lindor came up and tried to lay a bunt down. You know, and I know we spent some time on the whole bunting thing last week. I don't want to get too in-depth on that also. But, you know, is it a situation where I think Frankie Lindor is just trying to start a fire and get an offense going in that situation? I just think these kinds of things can certainly be overanalyzed this early in the season.
Well, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I haven't quite gotten that deep into the day yet to know if the bunt was put on or if Frankie did that on his own. Do you guys know yet?
I have not heard that, and I think that's an interesting question, because a lot of people were getting into Terry Francona for that yesterday, saying how in the world could you take the bat out of the hands of your best hitter when, as you mentioned, look, that may have been Frankie's idea to lay that bunt down. So that's an interesting question. I've not heard the answer to that yet either.
Yeah, which is why, you know, I try not to look at social media before I would talk to the manager. You might want to ask the manager first if the bunt was on before you criticize him. So, but that's, you know, that's where we're at today. But I'm going to guess at the point in the game that Frankie did it on his own. And there was a stretch a couple of years ago where he was bunting quite a bit. In fact, he led the American League in sack bunts. And the Indians actually asked him, because he was having a good season at the plate, they said, look, you don't have to do that, you know, every time, especially maybe earlier in a ball game. You know, go ahead and swing away. You're having a good year. You can get the runs in that way. You don't have to give yourself up. So, you know, taking the social media equation out of it because of the tendency to jump on things before you really know all that's going on, and that's why I'm saying right now, I don't know if I haven't gotten deep enough into the data to go ask Terry if, you know, hey, if you did put the bun on, what was the thinking there? But I'm going to guess that it was Frankie doing it on his own based on when it came in the game. Is that a good play? I mean, I'm thinking he's bunting for a base hit just the way he put the bunt down. Like, when the play happened, I didn't give it a second thought. I thought he was bunting for a base hit, ended up getting thrown out at first base. He ends up getting credit for a sacrifice bunt, and it doesn't work out that well. But is that the reason they lost by the number that they did? No. And maybe that's a bad way to look at it, but I tend to not think it's that big a deal.
Well, no, I don't think there's anything wrong with looking at it that way at all. I think it's interesting because you're right. I mean, even if Frankie decides to do that, I'll go back to the way I originally presented that. Has Frankie Lindor done anything to make us not believe in him? I mean, I think even if it was his call, as a fan, I think there's no way in the world you should look at that and say, why would Frankie have done that? My response would be, look, Frankie Lindor's done so many spectacular things since he burst onto the scene that if that's what he decides to do, we should be okay with that because he's not really given us any reason not to be confident in what he decides to do. So,
and well, there's no, I mean, look, I mean, that's the beauty of baseball. Like, that's what's great about the game is that you see a play like that, and that's what makes it fun for fans. I'm not saying that they shouldn't, you know, hey, throw their opinions out there on social media. I think that's awesome. That's what the game is about. You know, should he have bunted? Should he not have bunted? I do struggle with blaming Terry Francona when you don't know if he's the one who put the bunt on or if there should be blame there at all. But, you know, you can go back and forth all day on that. We don't know whose decision it was, or at least I don't right now. I will by the time our game starts tonight. But it's certainly, you know, Frankie's trying to do what he can to win a ball game, and I think he's not swinging the bat as well as he will at certain points this season. That may have come into it as well from his thinking. But I get it. I mean, you see how often he, you know, produces either with the home run or a double driving in the run. So I get why fans would prefer that he not bunt. Absolutely.
Big game tonight for the Indians against the Cubs again as this series continues, but that pitching matchup. I mean, we've heard Trevor Bauer talk all year. This is kind of the thing he wants to get into. He's going up against John Lester here, and I know they both do their individual things, but this is an exciting one. Trevor Bauer, I would think, has to be stoked for an opportunity like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, when these teams meet, and if indeed they have the seasons they hope to have, gosh, you know, could it be a preview for later on? Who knows? But yes, this is a certainly a marquee pitching matchup on your major league schedule tonight, and it should be. Bauer's off to a good start. Lester's been one of the best in the game for a while, so it should be fun. And I think Trevor does like those challenges, and you're right. You don't, you know, he doesn't have to face them, and that type of thing. But I think when pitchers, good pitchers match up against each other, I think it's fun for both. And not necessarily that they're concentrating on what the other guy's doing. I mean, they have enough issues trying to get their respective lineups out, but it can make for an exciting matchup. And certainly for Trevor Bauer, I think he enjoys these type of challenges, no question.
Rosie, we know you're busy, so we certainly appreciate the time as always. Always a pleasure to talk to you about the Tribe, and hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate. We'll get this one in tonight, and we'll have you on next week again to talk about the end of an Indians homestand. This is a pretty long one. Well, you guys have played a lot of games at home in April. Pretty impressive that you guys have gotten the amount of games in that you've gotten at this point.
Yeah, and it looks like, you know, after getting that one in last night, which looked iffy, I think it's supposed to clear up a little bit later today. in time for the game anyway, and then it looks pretty good for a while. So maybe, just maybe, we'll get most of these games in. It would be nice.
Nice. Wave your magic wand and see if you can bring out Sergeant Sunshine for an extended stay.
You got it, guys.
Rosie, thank you as always.
All right, see ya.
All right, Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And again, Rosie's appearances are brought to you by the Erie Burger Company in Avon Lake Town Center, right off Walker Road. Stop by. You can check out the new bar right next door. They just expanded. Try a burger with local grass-fed beef. You can also try one of their sandwiches. They've got plenty to choose from. Great fresh-cut fries. Don't forget those sweet potato fries as well. Make sure you visit Erie Burger Company. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back with more after this on AM 930 WEOL.